Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. So I saw that there is nothing better that a person should enjoy their work. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I want to talk to you about seasons in life. You may not know this, but all of us are going through various seasons. I happened to grow up in Massachusetts, and you know, that's the northeast part of the United States, and we have these four well-defined seasons. We have spring and summer, fall and winter. And we're famous for our falls in Massachusetts. There were the trees have these leaves that are fiery red, and we have pumpkin oranges and fluorescent yellows. And my favorite season is spring, of course, because I love it when all the green comes out and the butterflies fly and the grass is growing, and of course I can go play golf. And some people like winter as their favorite season. I feel sorry for those people, but some people actually like that. I like it now in Houston, that I live in Houston. It's a lot warmer, and I can get to play golf most year round. But my point is that we're familiar with these four seasons. The interesting thing about seasons is that sometimes they come in with a distinct fury. For example, winter will come in all of a sudden. We know it. It's a storm blows in. But other times, a season will begin imperceptibly. And I want you to get this, because you don't even know that we're going into a new season. And it happens that way in our life, too. But the truth is that we all have these seasons. And then, of course, we have seasons not only in nature, but we have seasons in the Catholic Church. We begin with Advent. It's a season of preparation for Christmas. Then we have the Christmas season, and that lasts for 2 weeks or so. And then we go into ordinary time. Ordinary time will last a little while. Then we go into Lent. Lent is 40 days, and we go into the Easter season, season of 50 days or so. Then we go back into ordinary time. Now, all these different seasons all have different reasons and purposes. All these different seasons have meaning and significance. And we wear distinctive colors. You see me wearing my purple stole. We have unique readings and various themes. And it's all these seasons together that makes up the liturgical year. And it's all the seasons in nature that makes up a year. And it's all the seasons in your life that makes you who you are. It's the sum of our seasons together that make us the person that we are. And most people are aware that we have seasons in nature and seasons in the church, but most people don't even know that they go through seasons in their life. And what kind of things am I talking about? Well, for example, when you have a wedding and you just get married, that starts a whole new season in your life of being together with another person, where you used to be single. When I was ordained a priest, that began a whole new season for me of priesthood, where before I was a lay person. When you have a birth of a baby, that starts a whole new season in your life of being a parent. And then when you move, that starts a whole new season in your life of living somewhere else. A new opportunity or a new job can start a new season in your life. A relationship can start a new season in your life. So these happenings and relationships and jobs and events in your life, circumstances in your life, can all come together to bring new seasons into your life. Let me give you some real-life examples to help you to understand. Because really, the purpose of this program is to help you to identify what season you may be going through right now that you're in. But most of all, I want to bring you to a new season of blessing and prosperity. I think about how 10 years ago, my father was 76 years old, and my dad was my best friend and my biggest supporter. And some of you have heard this story, but one night, without warning, he passed, he died. And we were all, my mother, my sisters, myself, his friends, we were all thrown into this grieving process without warning. All of a sudden, this is when a season starts, a season of grieving, a season of mourning. It started quickly, without warning. And some of you perhaps can, you may have a relative that's suffering or sick, and you're kind of expecting their passing. Well, I had no expectation. It was a complete surprise. One night I went to bed, the next morning I get up and my dad had died. And the season came in my life, and it was a very difficult season for me, a season of grieving. And I want to tell you, the grieving never really ends, but in its intensity lessens. You know, for a while, there might be crying and deep pain, and it's so hard to forget the person. But after a while, time heals, and you move on with God's help, and you come into a new season. I remember that having the funeral for my dad, I had to actually have two funerals for him. I had to have one in Florida where he lived and one up in Massachusetts where we came from. And it was, I think, probably one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. It was a rite of passage for me as a man. You know, I know that Native Americans have these rites of passages for a young man to become a warrior, you know, and that type of a thing. For me, it was facing my dad's death, having to pray over him right after he died. I was there. That whole situation of being with my relatives, preaching at his funeral, eulogizing my dad, it was such a hard thing. But I grew as a man. It was a rite of passage. I grew in bravery. I grew in courage. I was able to have more compassion for those who have lost a loved one. So that season in my life, and now 10 years later, I'm better. It still hurts, and I miss my dad, but I'm better. So that season in my life helped me to become who I am today. Well, perhaps you're in a season of grieving yourself right now. You've lost a loved one or a friend or a relative. And I want to tell you that you will come out of this season. The intensity will lessen. It won't be as hard for you, and you can move forward. But learn from the season of grieving. Like I said, for me, it was a whole time where I had to learn courage. I had to have this strength from God. And I learned compassion for others. And the same thing can happen to you, too. So I pray for you, if you are going through grieving, that God will move you through this. And you'll move to a whole new season of acceptance and a new season of consolation. And then I think about something that happened to me back in college. I was dating a girl for 9 months, and we loved each other, and we had a wonderful time together. But she wasn't the right one for me, and I knew that, and we had a mutual agreement where we broke up. And the breakup caused such devastation for me. I was hurting inside, and my heart was broken, and it was very difficult for me. I found a deep emptiness. And then, you know, I know I needed forgiveness. And in my emptiness and in my pain and in my hurt and my sorrow, really, I started to search. See, that season of really abundance with that relationship and that breakup led to a season of emptiness and searching and longing and looking for something, which led to a season of a new abundance, a finding of God, and a blessing from God. So really, the pain and the heartache led to conversion for me. That led to a whole new life with God, and the rest of my life, my destiny is a Catholic priest. So it's amazing how God works through seasons of your life. Don't discount the pain and the hardships that you go through. Remember what I said, it's the seasons, it's the sum of your seasons that make you who you are. I remember my education, that was a season of learning. You know, I remember the times that I dated, that was a season of growing in relationships. I remember the seasons of suffering physically, that taught me. So there's all kinds of different seasons in our life that teach us and that help us become who we are. I think about my friend Janice. She actually is a partner with me in my ministry, her and her husband, and she talks about how a move, a physical geographical move, started a whole new season in her life. She said she was married for 1 year and she had one son back a number of years ago, and they lived in Oregon. And her husband moved her and her son to California. And she said that she cried for 2 years. She felt sorry for herself. Finally, she got out of her pity party and she joined a Bible study group, and she heard about salvation. She had grown up Catholic, but never really heard about this truth about you can come to Jesus and know that you're saved. And she began a deep intensification of a relationship with God through this Bible study group that she joined. And in her words now, this is what she says. She said, "I'm so glad that God took me to California, because in my loneliness and in my desperation, God has become real to me." And then these are her words also. After 25 years in California, they moved back to Oregon, and of course she didn't want to move back there either. That's the thing about seasons. You know, God will do something beautiful in your life even when you're struggling. And then once he does it, when some new opportunities come and new seasons are on the threshold, you don't want to do that either, but God will make the best of that too. So look wherever you are right now. And the common thread here is that God makes all things work to good for those who love him, even the difficult seasons. And then in the prosperous seasons, he works in that too. And then maybe you might move into a difficult season or an even more prosperous season. And I want to help you to move and to go to enjoy the season that you're in. Remember that reading from Ecclesiastes, this is the whole of man to enjoy where they are. And to enjoy where you are now, to get the most out of it, and then to move into the next season so God can work at you and in you to bring you to all that you can be. I think about my mom. Right after my dad died, she went through a season of grieving, of course, and it was very difficult for her because mom was very dependent on dad for everything, and dad did the banking. You know, he did a lot of the house, everything for the house, and he was a carpenter and did a lot of building, and everything went wrong he was able to do. And, you know, she was dependent on him, and dad loved us by doing everything for us. Well, when he died, she was thrust into the season of grieving. And at first, she didn't know how to find herself. But then, in time, and I believe in prayer, she became a whole new person. She became the person that I think she was before she met my dad, very independent, very capable. She has great abilities, great intelligence. And she came through it, still keeps the house, does the gardening, does the banking, makes her own decisions. I'm so proud of her. She came into a whole new season. Oftentimes people wonder, you know, why did my spouse die before me? And, you know, what's going on here? Well, I want you to take a look. God is at work in you. And it's not so much that God took your spouse, this is the way it happened, but now make the best of it. Become all that you can be. Live with passion. Grow in this season. Learn from this season. And then when it's time, God will move you into the next season. I think about my book editor. Her name is Peg Decker. She helps me with my books. She's the one when you call that number on the screen. She's the one that answers the phone, Peg Decker. A wonderful woman and a great supporter. She also lost her husband. It was very difficult for her. Like my mother, she had to become her own person, make her own decisions, go through the grieving process. But then she said something else happened after losing her husband, and that was a moment that brought a new season in her life. She said that a new season in her relationship to God began. Now she had more time for God, and as she put it, a ritualistic religion became a spirit-driven faith. And she began to become involved in the community. She is a teacher already, but She teaches CCD. She helps me with my ministry. And she keeps commenting about that poetry or that picture, footprints, if you've ever seen it, where there's only one set of footprints and the person goes, "Where were you, Lord? I only see one set of footprints." And Jesus said, "That's my footprints because I was carrying you." And she talks about those difficult seasons as coming to know God in a personal way and also getting involved in the community. And then I think about our Father Simon. I live in a community of eight men now. We have a young man joining us here in Houston. And one of our priests, get this, he's 89 years old and still going strong. But about 16 years ago, I think it was, he just went in for a routine colonoscopy. And when he went in for the colonoscopy, he was put to sleep. He wakes up, get this, the doctor looks at him and said three words, "You have cancer." And he said those three words changed his life. He was all of a sudden thrust into this new season of chemotherapy, radiation, having to deal with his own mortality and his own death. And we thought we were going to lose him. But amazingly, by the grace of God, he came through this cancer. He's now cancer-free. And here he is 15, 16 years later. He's 89 years old. Well, Father Simon, instead of giving up when he went through all this, he made a decision to live with passion. He now ministers hospice. Can you imagine ministering hospice at age 89 to the sick and the dying? He helps the sisters at a convent near here. And he also publishes a newsletter called Think Life. Most people at that age are thinking death. Father Simon thinks life. See, sometimes it's that hard, difficult things that come in your life that can actually invigorate you to be even better. And I want to tell you that any hardships, God's not punishing you. He's not giving it to you. They come to everybody by being human. Father Simon's one of the most saintly men. I mean, I even go to him to confession, and he lives with us. And God wasn't punishing him for anything. He got cancer because he's human. It was in his family genes. But God is the one who takes you and makes you more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. So seasons that can be difficult can actually flip-flop, if you will, and become seasons of grace, seasons of blessing. So what I want to tell you is that, you know, you don't always have to have as dramatic things as a breakup with a girl like I did, or losing your father like I did, or having to go through grieving, or moving, or having a death in the family, or retirement, or cancer. You don't have to have all those things to move into another season. It doesn't have to come in such a jarring way. It can come very imperceptibly, as I said. You can hardly even notice that you're moving into a new season. But I do want to tell you that seasons come and seasons go. For example, you may be in a season of desolation in your prayer life. Well, I'm praying that you're going to come into a new season of consolation. You may not even know it, but may this program be an impartation of grace to you. Maybe you're going through despair. Well, you can have a new season of happiness. And maybe you're going through a searching season in your life. You tuned into this program because you want to find something. You're looking for God in a new personal way. Well, I'm praying that this program will be a catalyst, if you will, or a beginning of a whole new season for you, a whole new season of grace and mercy and blessing. So really, seasons do come and seasons do go, and we're all in various seasons. And we're not always sure when we're going through them. It doesn't always seem like it, but we are going through seasons. And remember what I said, they come and they go. Some of them last longer than others. Some of them come quickly. And some of them we're not quite sure. Very imperceptibly, we go into a new season. Our former Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, talked about seasons, and he prophesied. You know, he was a pope, but he was also a prophet. And he prophesied a whole new season for the Catholic Church. This is what he said. He said that there was going to be a new springtime for the Church and for vocations. In other words, he believed that God was going to pour out his grace upon us, that we would see more people coming back to church, a vigorous new faith, personal relationship with Jesus, outpouring of the Holy Spirit, people getting involved in the community, and people emerging and coming forward as priests, brothers, sisters, lay leaders, a new springtime of vocations. And I love that thought. I really believe that it's going to happen. He called for a new evangelization. I'm a part of that with my TV programs, my preaching, my writing, and many others are involved in evangelizing people everywhere, spreading the good news. People are coming to Jesus, being saved, being born again, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, I remember, you know, even though he prophesied this, we in the church are still going through difficult times. There's a lack of vocations. Not a lot of people are going to church. Some are, but they're, you know, some churches are largely empty. And there's difficulties. We in the Passionist community, we're suffering. And the reason why we're suffering is because we need vocations. We need young men coming forward to serve the church as a Passionist. And not many are coming forward. We're getting a few, a trickle, but not what it used to be in the 60s, 70s, and a little bit in the 80s. So we heard this call from our general. He's like our cardinal or the pope of our community. Our general in Rome wanted us to go to India. Well, you know, we want to be obedient to our general. This is back in 1980. And so we sent some men over to India, but we needed the men here to staff our retreat centers, to staff the churches, to preach parish missions. So we sent men and resources, money over to India in obedience. And it was very difficult at first. You know, they went over there to preach the gospel and to sow seeds. And, you know, it was a whole new season for us as a community. Well, the interesting thing is, not much happened at first. It was a season of sowing. And that's one season I haven't talked about. If you're a farmer, you know that seasons of sowing come and then seasons of reaping, seasons of harvest. Well, we sowed for a while. Not much happened. Couple vocations. Now, here we are 30 years later, there's explosive growth. God has blessed our sacrifice, and the sowing has turned into reaping. We've ordained some 20 native Indian priests in their home country, and get this, right now in Bhopal, we're in the process of building a new seminary because the old one isn't big enough. Because we have, get this, 62 seminarians. This is explosive growth. We went from a season of sowing and hardship and sacrifice to now abundance and vocations, at least in India. And we're hoping that this new springtime is going to happen here in the United States too. So keep praying for that. Keep believing for that. We're hoping for a new springtime. And I heard about the prophet Ezekiel, if you've ever read this. He looked out, and he was a prophet too, and he saw a valley. And in the valley, there were these dry bones, and they were all dead. And then God spoke to Ezekiel, and he said, Ezekiel, prophesy over the bones. And so Ezekiel prophesied over the bones, and when he did, breath and life and vigor and strength came into the bones. They were resurrected. And I really believe as I look out at you right now, I've met many of you. Some of you have met me preaching missions. I've been to many of the cities where I'm on in TV, and I've met many of you. Some of you are my partners, my friends, my benefactors. Others of you tune in, and I've never heard from you, but that's okay. I want to keep reaching out to you. I so appreciate you watching. And some of you are just tuning in right now because you just happen to find the program. That's how many people find me. I've been on TV now for years. Well, I want to prophesy over you. Perhaps there's some dead bones in your life. It may be falling away from God or a relationship that's broken or a suffering in your life or feeling desolation or not knowing where you're going in life or feeling like there's something more and you want to go into a new season. I want to prophesy like Ezekiel did, like John Paul II did. I want to prophesy over you. And I believe that whatever season you're in, maybe it's a season of searching that you're going to find. Maybe it's a season of suffering that you're going to come into a new peace. Maybe it's a season of desolation that you're going to have new consolation. Maybe it's a season of brokenness that you're going to have wholeness. Maybe it's a season of feeling stuck that you're going to move forward by the grace of God. So let me pray for you that whatever season you're in, that you enjoy it and that you come into a whole new season in your life. Heavenly Father, I prophesy over your people right now and all who are watching this program, all who may have just happened to tune in. I prophesy over them your blessings, your explosive blessings, your grace. I pray that people will have spiritual conversions. I pray that people that are stuck in addictions or bad habits will change and come to a whole new life. I pray that people that are broken will come to a whole new wholeness. I pray that people that are in desolation in their prayer life will come to a whole new blessing and consolation and abundance. And I pray that people whose dreams have not been coming to true or to pass will come into a whole new season of realizing their visions and their dreams for their life.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live. Live with passion.